Book of Song of Solomon's in chapter 4.
因为我今天忘了把这个经文放在这个 PPT 上面。
Today I did not put the verses on the PowerPoint.
所以请大家翻开圣经雅歌的第四章。
So please turn to your Bible, the Book of Song of Solomon's chapter 4.
我们今天要这是这一整章一到十六节。
It's the whole chapter today and we are to look at it.
我们在雅歌书上已经花了几次的时间。
And we know that we have spent some time on the Song of Solomon.
我们讲到这个良人，然后到佳偶的地方去看望佳偶，去邀请他与他同去。
We have talked about the bride going to the place of the bridegroom going to the bride's place to invite her.
我们也讲到佳偶做的一个梦，在梦中他切切的来寻求良人。
And we also talk about the bride's dream in which she's seeking the bridegroom earnestly.
我们也讲到这个良人去迎娶这个佳偶，然后我们看到在旷野当中那个迎娶的队伍。
And we also see the invitation of this bridegroom to the bride, how he received the bride.
然后到四章一到十六节，我们看到良人对佳偶的称呼就已经变了。
And so in chapter 4, we see how the bridegroom has addressed the bride differently.
在前面说是我的佳偶，然后在这里就讲我的心腹，我的妹子。
And over in the beginning, it says that you are my love, but over here it says you are my wife, my new bride.
So, 在四章的一到十六节讲的是在良人对佳偶的称赞。
And so, for verses 1 to 16 is talking about the admiration of the bridegroom to the bride.
讲佳偶的美。
It's talking about how beautiful the bride is.
So, 我们就来看这段经文。
Let's look at this passage of scripture.
我们还是用起音的方式一起来读，我来读单数节，大家读双数节。
Let's read it responsively. I'll read the verses in the odd numbers, and you'll be in the even.
我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼在帕子内，好像鸽子眼，你的头发如同山羊群，卧在基列山旁。
Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes that have come up from the washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost its young.
你的垂好像一条朱红线，你的嘴也秀美，你的两太阳在帕子内如同一块石榴。
Your neck is like the Tower of David, built in rows of stones. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors.
你的两乳好像百合花中吃草的一对小鹿，就是母鹿双生的。
Until the day breathes and the shadows flee, I will go away to the mountain of Myrrh.And the hill of frankincense.
我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Depart from the peak of Amana, from the peak of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards.
我妹子，我心腹，你夺了我的心，你用眼一看，用你项上的一条金链夺了我的心。
How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride? How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice?
我心腹，你的嘴唇低密，好像蜂房低密，你的舌下有蜜有奶，你衣服的香气如黎巴内的香气。
A garden locked is my sister, my bride, a spring locked, a fountain sealed.
你园内所种的结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并凤仙花与拿达树。
Nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all choice spices.
你是园中的泉，活水的井，从黎巴内流下来的溪水。
Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, let its spices flow. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its choicest fruit.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们把这段话语仰望在你的手中。
O Lord, we cast this passage of scripture into your hands.
我们求你真的是与我们的同在，你圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够理解你在经上的话语。
We pray that you be with us and your spirit illuminate us so that we can understand your words of scripture.
我们也求你帮助小孩子，让孩子真的是能够放胆的传讲你的话语。
We also pray that, Lord, you will give us strength and courage to preach your word.
主要愿你的灵膏抹孩子，使用孩子的口。
May your spirit anoint the mouth of the preacher that he can preach your truth.
主啊，我们祈求你的圣灵与我们同在。
We pray that your spirit be with us.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，我拿一下我的奖章在这里。这个不 work 吗？而且后面这个好像不 work 吗？ OK， 现在 work 了。OK， 上次在李长老在他的主日学里面讲到，就是说，他说我在。他说很期盼我把这张图画拿出来给大家看看。
So in the previous Sunday school class, Elder Lee said he wished for me to show this picture to all.
而且并且威胁说，我如果不拿出来的话，他就自己拿出来。
And he threatened that if I do not show it, he will show it himself.
所以我这里就拿出来，也堵住他的嘴。
So I will show it over here that his mouth may be shut.
那这张图画基本上就是按照那个。这个四章一节到十六节对这个苏拉密女的描写，对加尔的描写而画出来的一张图画。
It is the picture that is painted according to the description in chapter 4, 1 to 8.
如果你看这张图画的话，你觉得她美丽吗？
If you look at this picture, do you think that she's beautiful?
你觉得好像是个怪物，对不对？
You think that this is not normal.
好像是个魔鬼一样。
It looks like a demon.
那不像是那个，不像是那个良人对佳偶的描写。
It doesn't look like the description of the bridegroom to the bride.
所以我们在这里就要思想，我们如何来解释这四章一到十六节。
So we are to here to ponder how are we to explain chapter 4, 1 through 16.
我如果按照字面的意思的话，我们来解释，我们把这个画画出来的话，我们一点也不美。
If we are to treat it literally and to paint a picture, it's not as pretty as we imagine.
所以我们如何来解释呢？
How are we to interpret this?
我们知道在西方的油画里面，我们知道有写实派和抽象派的，对不对？
We know that in this Western art, there's this the party of realistic and those are abstract.
那在我的左手啊，在我的左手是。
On my left hand side.
啊 ，no. On my 有那边和这边是反的，所以按照这个投影仪来说，在我的右手这边是一个写实派的画家。
And on my right hand side, this is the one that is realistic.
在我的左手是抽象派的。
And on the left is one that's abstract.
那么右手的这幅画是拉斐尔的画。
And so on the right is painted by Raphael.
据说是他画的他的情人。
And it's the painting of his lover.
所以我们看起来画的就很逼真，对不对？
So he painted a very real person.
那光线阴影处理的都很好。
And all the perspectives and the lighting are right.
但是我们如果看我的左手边这张画。
But if you look at the painting on the left,
我们看他画的是什么
？What is he painting？
因为这是抽象派的，是吗
？This is from the abstract party.
那是写意的
，so it's abstract.
大家有没有人见过左手边这张画
？Has anyone seen the picture on the left？
OK， 知道他的名字叫什么吗
？You know what's his name？
所以叫什么？呐喊 ，scream， 对，尖叫。
The name is scream.
对，他名字叫尖叫，就是说人在那个。在一种环境当中被压抑的要呐喊要尖叫
So it's the expression of screaming under extreme pressure
所以它是写意的
So it's abstract
所以圣经里面其实很多的语言它是写意的
So many languages and scripture is actually abstract
就像这四章一节到十六节对苏拉密女的描写那良人眼中那个佳偶的美丽它是写意的
So in chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, where the bridegroom is talking about the bride, it's abstract as well.
So 它不是写实的。
It's not talking about reality.
So 我们如果按照这个来解释这段经文的话，我们就会发现，就会发现这段经文才能够去理解。
If we are to understand it this way, then we know that this can be interpreted in.
所以我们今天有三点。第一点就是说，信徒的信实。
There's three points today. The first point is the faithfulness of believers.
第二点就是说信徒多结果子一个丰盛的生命
And the second point is the fruitfulness of believers
第三点就是信徒在主眼中的美丽
And the third point is the beauty of believers
所以我们先看第一节
Let's look at verse 1
那第一节良人在这里说他说你的眼好像是帕子内好像是鸽子眼一样
Over here it says that your eyes are doves behind your veil.
那鸽子眼是什么的眼睛？
What is this eyes of doves?
在我这张图片上有一张鸽子眼，对吧？
So I have this eyes of doves in the picture.
所以鸽子眼睛那个透露出来的是一种很单纯的眼光。
The eyes of the doves convey a very pure sight.
是很忠诚的。
Very loyal and faithful.
所以我们经常会用鸽子眼来形容一个少女，她对一个人单纯的那种相信，啊，单纯的依靠的。
So
她所透露的那个眼光就是那样的眼光。
We normally describe this the pure sight of this maiden with these eyes of doves.
我相信我们在座的弟兄们，你们都曾经在你的太太的眼中看到那个鸽子眼。
I believe that the brothers here, you have seen these eyes of doves in the eyes of your wives.
那我不知道过了十几年之后，你还是不是还能够在他的眼中看到那个鸽子的眼光？
I don't know whether you will still see these eyes of doves decades later.
如果你还能够看到你太太用鸽子那的眼神来看你的时候，我佩服你。
If you can still see the eyes of doves in the eyes of your wives, I'm impressed by you.
那很多时候我们太太都是用一种怀疑的眼光，是不是来看我们？
Many times we view our wives with a sight of doubt.
所以鸽子眼是形容我们信徒对主那种单纯的相信和单纯的依靠。
So these eyes of doves describe our loyal and pure dependence on our God.
是完全的相信，完全的依靠。
It's a total dependence and total trust.
我们眼中不见一人，只见耶稣。
And our eyes do not see any but Jesus.
所以我们当我所以我们自己思想，我们看我们的主耶稣基督的时候，我们是不是用这种眼光来看我们的主？
So as we reflect, we are to think whether we look at Jesus Christ with the same eyes.
我们是不是完全的相信来依靠他？
Do we totally depend and trust on our God?
那我们继续看第一节，第一节说：“你的头发如同山羊群，卧在基列山旁。”
And furthermore, in verse 1 it says, "Your hair is like a flock of goats leaping down the slopes of Gilead."
所以这个是写意的。
Of course, this is abstract.
所以这个跟我们一个图画，就好像基列山啊，基列山，然后山羊群在基列山上。然后在基列山上就是这样下来。
And this gives us a picture of these slopes of Gilead, and these goats are leaping down the slopes.
我们知道山羊它在一个山上的时候，它可以在那个地方，然后很长的时间一动不动。
We know that goats can be on the slopes of a mountain for a very long time without moving.
所以我这张图画里面是一个山羊啊，在那个大坝上面。
So this picture over here is a picture of goats on these plains.
所以这样给我们一个图画，我们在头脑当中有一个图画，就是一个非常宁静的图画。
It gives us a picture of serenity in our mind.
所以这句话其实上给我们传达的一个信心，就是说是一种非常，就是说这个佳偶在良人的眼中是非常的安静，然后非常的柔顺。
And this describes the gentleness and the serenity of this bride in the eyes of the bridegroom.
所以这个佳偶对良人是完全的说服，完全的降服。
This bride totally submits to this bridegroom.
那我们在神的面前有没有这样的一种安静，有没有这样的一种柔顺？
So we are to reflect. We have this gentleness and submission to our Lord.
像玛利亚一样，对不对？
Just like Mary.
我们完全的降服，完全的说服。
In total submission.
然后我们看第四节，第四节说你的金像，佳偶的金像好像是大卫建造收藏军器的高台。
In verse 4 it says, your neck is like the tower of David built in rows of stone.
在上面悬挂有1000个盾牌，都是勇士的盾牌。
On it hang 1000 shields, all of them shields of warriors.
我们知道没有人用这个来形容一个美丽的姑娘的脖子的。
We know that nobody uses this to describe the neck of a maiden.
所以这里在说什么呢？
What is he talking about here?
我们知道脖子是干嘛的？
We know what the neck is for.
脖子是左右你的头的，对不对？你脖子转到哪里，你的头就跟着转到哪里，对不对？
Your neck controls where the direction of your head, where it turns, that's where your head is facing.
所以这里把脖子比喻成那个坚固的高台，在军事上用的那个坚固的高台。
So over here, the neck is described as a tower as built for this war.
而且上面是悬挂有1000的盾牌，是非常坚固的。
And it's very strong with 1000 shields hanging on it.
这表明我们信徒在逼迫当中的坚韧。
This describes the perseverance that we have in our sufferings.
我们对主的忠诚。
Our loyalty to God.
就为主忠诚至死不渝。
To loyal to the God to the point of death.
是脖子是不可以弯下去的。
And that is your neck cannot be bent downwards.
我们最近我们也知道就是张凯律师的事情，对不对？
And recently we know of the lawyer 张凯。
我们知道张凯律师是在两年前，然后浙江的，我们浙江开始拆基督教的教堂，拆十字架。
And we know that 2 years before that, in the province of Zhejiang, the government started to tear down the crosses of the church.
那张凯律师就为教会这个权益来背走，然后试图用这个合法的权利来维护教会的权益。
And so this lawyer is trying to go in legal means to protect the church.
但是在半年之前，然后张凯律师就突然被抓起来，然后消失。
But half a year ago, he was caught and he disappeared.
没有人能够见到他，包括律师也没有办法见到他。
Nobody can see him, not even his fellow lawyers.
然后半年之后，在电视上就有一个公开的认罪。
Half a year later, he has this public repentance on TV.
他说：“我为我自己的所作所为表示忏悔，我认罪，希望政府给我一个改过自新的机会。”
He says that I'm sorry for all that I've done, and I repent, and I hope that the government give me a chance.
我想我们弟兄姐妹从中国来的，我们大多数都知道中间发生了什么事情。
And if most of us here from China, we know what has happened in between.
那这个时候我很佩服王怡牧师。
At this moment, I'm very impressed by Pastor Wang Yi.
那王怡站出来，他说：“是什么样的肉体与精神的折磨，能够摧毁一个信主男人的意志
？”And Wang Yi stood up and says, "What kind of torture and what kind of suffering can demolish this kind of conviction in a man?"
他说：“张凯弟兄所承受的，我恐怕连一半都承受不了。”
He says, "All that this lawyer has endured, not half of us can endure it."
那我在这里也是。说王和王怡牧师说同样的话，恐怕张凯律师承受的，我连一半也承受不了。
And over here, I say the same words as Pastor Wang Yi. I even half of what he endured, I don't think I can go through it.
我很佩服张凯律师。
I'm very impressed with Zhang Kai.
他能够在这个时候站出来为教会说话。
He can stood out at that time and he spoke for the church.
我们当中有很多人，我们都没有这个勇气站出来。
Many of us do not have this courage to stand out for the church.
虽然后来他在他那个逼迫当中，在是在肉体和精神的这个折磨当中，他选择了屈服。
Even though in his persecution he chose to compromise,
但是我很佩服他的就是说，他比我们做得好，他能够站出来。
But I'm impressed by his courage that he can stood out to speak.
所以我们在这里看到，就是说一个信徒他的脖子如果要像那个大卫所建立的那个高台一样的坚固，那个是不容易的。
And over here we see that for a Christian to have his neck like the Tower of David is not easy.
那不是我们能够做得到的。
It's not something that we can accomplish by ourselves.
我们需要神的恩典，神的恩赐给我们，我们才能做得到。
We need the grace and gifts of our Lord.
有很多弟兄姐妹说，我们当殉道士是很容易的事情。
There are many believers who say that it's easy to be martyrs.
那活在这个世界，特别是美国这个世界，那个诱惑在无形当中的诱惑，那个是不容易的。
Whereas living in this world, especially in America, and these invisible temptations is difficult.
那这句话有一部分的道理。
Now, of course, there's this partly true in this statement.
但是另一个方面，其实当殉道士是不容易的。
But from another aspect, becoming a martyr is really not easy.
当殉道士，你首先要承受那种肉体和精神的折磨，他们折磨到一种地步，他们没有办法来使你屈服，他们才会选择来结束你的生命。
And martyr, you have to be persecuted mentally and emotionally and physically until the point that you cannot endure it anymore, and they will kill you.
你认为你能够承受得住吗
？Do you think you can endure?
所以我每次想到这个的时候，我都不认为我能够承受得住。
Every time I think of it, I do not know whether I can endure all this suffering.
所以作为殉道士是神的一个恩典。
As a martyr is a grace of God.
唯有神才能够让我们做得到这些。
Only the Lord will be able to enable us to be martyrs.
所以在良人的眼中，那个加偶对良人那个忠诚至死不渝，在他眼中他是。这样的一个忠诚。
In the eyes of the bridegroom, this bride is so loyal that she is not afraid of death.
所以我们的信徒，我们也 suppose 对我们的主是这样的忠诚，至死不渝。
As Christians, do we have this kind of loyalty and trust to our God?
我们知道我们很难做到，愿主加我们的力量。
We know that it's hard for us to do it. May the Lord add us strength.
我们看十二节，在十二节里面，他说：“我妹子，我心腹。”是关锁的园，紧闭的井，封闭的泉源。
Verse 12, it says here, a garden locked is my sister, my bride, a spring locked, a fountain sealed.
那么在古代的中东，在古代的近东的地区，有很多的就是private garden.
In the ancient Near East, there are many private gardens.
就像所罗门有自己的私家花园。
Just like Solomon has his own private garden.
那巴比伦王也有自己的私人的花园。
The king of Babylon has his own private garden.
我们以前在费城的时候，我们那个杜邦也有他自己的私人的花园，叫 Longwood Garden， 是非常有名的。
And in Pennsylvania, there was this very famous private garden by 杜邦。
所以这个私人的花园是仅仅为那个主人开放的，对不对
？This private garden is only open to the master.
是别人是不能进去的。
Others cannot enter.
那是紧闭的井和封闭的泉源。
It is a spring lock and a fountain sealed.
我们知道在以色列里面那个井和泉是非常重要的，非常宝贵的。
And we know that in Israel, this spring and fountain is very precious.
我们在创世纪里面，我们看到就是以撒然后挖了一个井，然后非利士人然后就把他的井抢走，所以他又挖了一个，又被抢走，然后又挖了一个。
So in Genesis, we see Isaac found a well, he drilled a well, and it was snatched away by Philistines, and this happened three times.
Yeah, 所以那个井是非常宝贵的。
So we can see how precious this well is.
在这里，良人对佳偶说，你对我来说是紧闭的井，是封闭的泉源，是仅仅向那个良人开放的。
Over here it says the bridegroom to the bride that you are a spring that is locked, a fountain that is sealed and only open to the bridegroom.
是不向其他任何人开放的。
It's not open to the rest.
在出埃及记的十九章，当神带领以色列人出埃及，行在旷野的时候，神与他们立约。
In Exodus 19, when the Lord brought His people out from Egypt, He made a covenant with them.
神对以色列人说：“我将你们如同鹰将你们背在翅膀上面。”
And the Lord says, "I have led you like putting you on the wings of eagle."
带来归我。
And brought you to myself.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，做圣洁的子民。
And so you shall be my treasured possession for a kingdom of priests.
你们要归我做那个封闭的泉源，做那个关锁的园子，做紧闭的井。
You are to be with me like this spring locked and a fountain sealed.
是仅仅向主开放的。
It's only open to the Lord.
但是我们知道后来发生什么事情。
But we know what happened later on.
但我们知道在诗篇106篇，然后在这里记述了以色列人所有的悖逆。
And in Psalm 106, it recorded all these rebellious things of the Israelites.
当他们行在旷野当中的时候，他们在何烈山就造了牛犊，然后叩拜那个铸成的像。
While they were still in the wilderness, they made the golden calves in Mount Horeb and they worshipped.
他们说这是带领我们出埃及的神。
They say that this is the God that has led us out of Egypt.
如此将他们荣耀的主换为吃草之牛的像。
And so they have exchanged the glory of their Lord for this image of a calf.
然后他们在旷野当中的时候，他们又与巴利比尔联合吃那个祭死神的物。
And in wilderness, once again, they reunite themselves with Baal Peor and they defile themselves.
他们这样行，惹了耶和华发怒，有瘟疫在他们的当中。
And then they invoke the wrath of God and there was pestilence among them.
然后他们与外邦人、与迦南地的人会杂相合，学习他们的行为。
And they mix their customs with those of the Canaanites, they learn what they did.
侍奉他们的偶像，这反而成了他们自己的网络。
And they catapulted to the idolatries and became their weaknesses.
他把自己的儿女祭祀给魔鬼，流无辜者的血，就是自己儿女的血。
And they even sacrificed their own children for these idols.
所以他们被自己所做的污秽了，在行为上犯了邪意。
So for all that they have done, they have defiled themselves in their hearts.
所以耶和华的怒气向他百姓发作。
So the Lord's wrath was upon his people.
所以之后我们看到，就是说，后来在列王时代，那么神就让先知何西阿说：“你去娶一个淫妇做妻子。”
Thereafter, in the times of kings, God asked the prophet Hosea to have a prostitute as his wife.
为什么何西阿要娶一个淫妇做妻子
？Why must this prophet Hosea have a prostitute for his wife？
因为神对以色列人说：“你就是这个淫妇。”
Because God is telling Israelite, "You are this prostitute."
弟兄姐妹，我们今天不比以色列好到哪里去。
Brothers and sisters, we are no better than Israelites today.
我们就是那个淫妇。
We are that prostitute.
神呼召我们要让我们归他做圣洁的国度，做祭司的国度。
God called us to Him to be a holy nation, to be a kingdom of priests.
神呼召我们来做他关锁的园，做那个紧闭的井，做封闭的泉源。
God called us to be a garden locked, a spring locked, a fountain sealed for Himself.
让我们直向神开放。
That we are only open to Him.
但是我们向着很多的偶像来开放。
But we have opened ourselves to various idols in our lives.
我们向着这个世界的偶像开放。
We've opened to the idols of this world.
我们与这世界的外邦人会杂相合，我们学习他的行为。
We are mixed with the customs of the Gentiles in our times.
所以我们像外邦人一样追求金钱，我们追求权力，我们追求成功。
So we go after the things that the Gentiles are towards our success.
每个人都追求成功，追求成功当然是无可厚非的，但我们追求的世界上的成功。
But everyone goes after success, but we're going after the success of the world.
所以我们有很多的偶像。
We have many idols in our lives.
我们前段时间我们为梁警官的事情去游行，对吧？
Previously, we were on a protest for this Peter Liang.
我们为什么为梁警官的事情游行？
Why do we go on protest for him?
因为我们觉得我们华人被不公正的对待，对不对？
Because we think that as Chinese we're treated unfairly.
所以我们要寻求那个公义。
So we are to look for this righteousness.
但我们知不知道那个我们的公义是建立在神的公义的基础上面的？
But do we know that our sense of righteousness is built on the righteousness of God?
只有神才是完全的公义。
And only God is wholly righteous.
我们的公义是派生的。
Our righteousness is derived from Him.
所以当我们寻求公义的时候，其实我们最终寻求的是神的公义。
So when we seek for righteousness, we are to seek for God's righteousness ultimately.
我们觉得我们华人没有被公正的对待，所以我们要起来，我们要寻求公义。
So we think that we're as Chinese, we're unfairly treated, we are to look for, we pursue righteousness.
但是当有更不公义的事情发生的时候，当张凯律师被这么不公义对待的时候，我们有没有去那个中国大使馆面前去寻求公义？
But whenOther things that's more unjust that happen, do we seek the righteousness in the same kind of
zeal? 我没有起来到那边去抗议。
Do we go there and protest?
为什么？
Why not?
为什么我们没有去？
Why didn't we go?
因为我们害怕，我们害怕我们回去的时候会对我们造成麻烦，对不对？
Because we're afraid that when we return, it causes trouble.
我也害怕。
I'm afraid as well.
我也害怕我回中国的时候警察来找我。
I'm afraid that if I return to China, the police will come and knock at my door.
所以我们在这里就看到，我们寻求公义，我们到底在寻求什么
？So when we say that we're pursuing righteousness, what are we really pursuing?
所以当这个事情对我们有益的时候，所以我们站出来，我们说我们要寻求公义。
When this thing is advantageous to us, we say we are to stand up and we are to pursue righteousness.
当这个事情可能会影响到我们的安全的时候，那是更大的不公义的事情，但我们选择沉默。
But if it concerns our safety, but it's a greater unjust, we choose to be silent.
所以我们到底在寻求什么
？What are we truly looking for？
所以圣经上说，人心险恶，人心诡诈，坏到极处，比万恶都诡诈。
The Bible says，
比万恶都极诡诈。
The heart is deceitful, is wicked and sick, is deceitful above all things。
所以我今天在这里批评你们。
So I'm here criticizing。
不是因为我比你们好。
Not because I'm better than you are。
我跟你们一样。
I'm the same as you are。
我也是罪人。
I'm a sinner。
所以我们在你们可能在这个上面上，我们把自己的利益
，perhaps on this for our own good，
我们代替了神的公义
，we have replaced it for the righteousness of God。
所以我们把那种东西当作一个偶像来代替神
，we treat it as an idol and replaced God。
我自己也一样，我在很多的方面我也有自己的偶像
，and it's the same for me. I have many idols in my life。
所以我可能寻求一种舒适。
I perhaps look for this comfortable life.
所以因着这舒适，可能我就因着这个舒适，可能就很多的时候，我就没有办法走出去，而丧失了很多服侍神的机会。
And because of this comfort, I lose many opportunities of going out and serving the Lord.
我可能要寻求服侍上的成功。
I perhaps look for the success in my
成为一个有名的牧师。
To be a famous pastor.
我的承认，这是对于每一个牧师来说很大的诱惑。
This is a very great temptation for all pastors.
所以我跟你们一样，我有我的偶像。
I'm the same as you. I have my idols.
但是正因为我跟你们一样，所以我所以我才有，所以我才可以这样的说你们。
And it's because I'm the same as you. That's why we can say this.
因为我说你们不是为了抬高我自己，而真的是我希望就是我们能够弟兄姐妹能够到神的面前去反省。
And I'm not trying to pull you down because we're trying to reflect on before the Lord.
So we 一起到神的面前来。
We are to come before the Lord together.
神呼召我们做关锁的关锁的园，封闭的井。
God has called us to be a garden locked and a spring.
让我们单单去敬拜我们的主耶和华。
So that we are to worship our Lord alone.
但是今天我们确实有很多的偶像。
But today we have so many idols in our lives.
所以这是今天我们的光景。
This is our situation today.
所以我们在这里看到鸽子眼是形容我们对主的对主的爱情，对主的那种完全的相信和依靠。
His eyes of doves is the complete trust and dependence on our Lord.
所以山羊的头发呢，是形容我们在主的面前的柔顺、安静，对他完全的降服。
And this hair, like a flock of goats, is a total submission and gentleness before our Lord.
所以那个官署的园子是形容我们对主的那种忠诚，我们唯一向主开放。
And this garden locked and spring locked represents our soul dependent and our soul allegiance to God.
所以这是我们对主的忠诚。
This is our allegiance to Him.
让我们下面看第二点，就是说我们信徒多结果子。
And the second point is the fruitfulness of believers.
我们的时间可能不够了啊。
We might not have enough time.
好，我们看第二节，他说：“你的牙齿如新剪的一群羊毛，洗净上来，个个都是双生的，没有一只上吊子的。”
Verse 2 says, "Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes that have come up from the washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them."
你的唇好像一条红线，你的嘴也秀美。
Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely.
然后在十一节，他说：“我的心腹，你的嘴唇滴蜜，好像是蜂房滴蜜；你的舌下有蜜有奶。”
Verse 11 says, "Your lips drip nectar, my bride. Honey and milk are under your tongue."
这里在讲什么
？What is he talking about over here?
那个牙齿像新剪羊毛的一群母羊，然后洗净了，就是个个都是洁白发光的，对不对？
And his teeth are like the flock of shorn ewes that have come up from the washing, all of which.
然后个个都是双生的，没有一只漏掉的。
So all of them are twins, not one of them is by themselves.
说那个牙齿没有漏风的。
That means your mouth is full.
那嘴巴没有不牢的。
And your mouth can be shut properly.
所以那个嘴唇好像一条朱红线，是极其美丽的。
And your lips are like this scarlet thread, very beautiful.
那个嘴唇会滴蜜的。
And your lips drip nectar.
这是在讲我们信徒我们那个言语上的这个言语上的成圣。
This is talking about the sanctification of our speech.
所以我们的说话，我们都是造就人的。我们说话都是对人有益的。我们说话都是带着那个好像是那个蜂房滴下的蜜一样。
And when we speak, we are edifying others. When we talk, we are like this lips dripping with nectar.
所以我们不是用我们的嘴巴来咒诅人，不是用我们嘴巴来拆毁的。
We are not using our lips and our speech to destroy others.
我们的嘴巴不是那个漏风的。
And our lips are not of lack of teeth.
教会里面专门有一些人啊，专门他们就是专门骂人，专门去找毛病。然后他们自己觉得自己对神很忠心，对自己觉得自己对神很热心，因为看到别人都是有问题的，只有我是向神忠心的。
They perhaps are in the church, or those who are always rebuking others and who think that they are all right, they are perfect, but that only I'm the one that's only loyal and the rest are not.
前段时间我们在北美所有的神学华人神学生有一个群。
And previously we have this group for all these North American Chinese seminary students.
前段时间在群里面有一个神学生，他就是在那里专门骂人。
And there was a seminary student in that group who was just rebuking others.
专门找别人的问题。
And is picking on others' problems.
然后这也不对，那也不对，所有的东西都不对，就只有他是对的。
So this is wrong, that's wrong, everybody's wrong, and only he's the correct one.
所以他认为他自己是对神发热心的。
He thinks that he's zealous for the Lord.
有一个很著名的牧师叫 Jack Miller.
So there is a very famous pastor by the name of Jack Miller.
Jack Miller 讲到这些人的时候怎么讲？
And what does Jack Miller describe them?
Jack Miller 首先讲我们和这些人一样，我们都是罪人。
Jack Miller says that we're the same as them. We're all sinners.
我们的心和他们的心一样，我们都是 evil 的。
Our hearts and theirs is the same. It's all evil.
很多的时候我们都很快的去 judge 别人。
And many times we are quick to criticize others.
我们不愿意花一点点时间，然后去多了解一些这个人的事情。
We are not willing to understand the situation of that particular party.
所以这是我们的本性。
This is our nature.
所以我们的心其实都是非常 evil 的。
So our hearts are actually very evil.
所以我很同意他这个话。
I agree with this statement.
因为我自己就是这样的人。
Because I'm such a person.
我在神的恩典带领下，我不断的承受，不断的承受，但是到现在，我的承认，有的时候我还是嘴里面会说一些不好的话。
And under grace, I'm progressing in sanctification, but even until now, sometimes I will still speak things that's not.
我知道，当我说这些话的时候，其实我的心是 evil 的。
I know that when I speak those words, my heart is evil.
So Jack Miller 继续说，他说这是做这样的事情的人，就是说经常对别人定罪、论断的人，其实是出于对圣经的无知。
And he says that those people who are always criticizing and rebuking others, actually they are ignorant of scripture.
其实出于对神话语的无知。
They are ignorant towards the God of, word of God.
他继续说，就当我们当中有很多人在抱怨，在说一些抱怨的话的时候，不满意的时候，其实这是一个很严重的悖逆。
And he says that when some of us are groaning or grumbling, it's actually a very serious rebellion.
这是一个很严重的反叛。
It's a very serious rebellion.
这个不是对人的反叛，而是对那个至高神的反叛。
This is not rebellion against men, but rebellion against the Almighty God.
对至高神在这地上所设立的秩序，所设立的 government 的反叛。
It's a rebellion against the institution government that the Lord has set up on this earth.
我想张格米勒说这句话的时候，他在想摩西在旷野里面，以色列人在怎么反对他。
I think when Jack Miller was saying this, he was thinking of how the people that opposed Moses in the wilderness.
那个以色列人对摩西说：“难道神单单对你说话吗
？”Israelites asked Moses, "Did God only speak to you?"
所以我们后来看到这些人悖逆的结局是什么
？Then we know what's the end of these people.
所以这个命令说，这些都做这些事情的人，其实这些反叛的，其实都是出于那种黑暗的权势。
And this, Jack Miller said, actually, all this rebellion comes from this power of darkness.
但是他在说这句话的时候，他并不是说站在一个。道德的制高点来批评别人。
When he's saying this, he's not sticking from a vantage point above all and criticizing them.
因为他首先承认他和这些人一样都是罪人。
Because at first he acknowledges that he is the same as them. He's the sinner.
他和这些人一样心里都是 evil 的。
He's evil as them in their heart.
所以我在这里我也承认我和这些人一样都是 evil 的。
So over here I acknowledge myself evil in my heart.
我刚才说过这些事情我以前都做过。
Whatever that I've spoken, I've committed them.Previously,
包括在背后说别人的坏话
including gossiping about others,
包括抱怨教会里面的事情
including grumbling about the things of the church,
这些我都做过
I've done all this.
所以我们一起来悔改
So we are to repent together.
所以愿神帮助我们，愿神真的是能够炼净我们的口，就好像神用那个火炭一样塞在以赛亚的嘴里面，愿神能够炼净我们。
And so may the Lord purify us in our speech, just like Isaiah.
箴言书二十五章十一节说：“一句话说的合宜，就如金苹果落在银网子里。”
And Proverbs 25 says, "A fitting word is like a golden apple in the netting of a silver netting."
在哥罗西书四章六节说：“你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像是用盐调和的一样。”
In Colossians it says, "Your conversation is seasoned with salt."
所以弟兄姐妹，愿我们的话语能够常常的造就我们的弟兄姐妹。
So may our speech edify one another.
但让我们责备我们弟兄姐妹的时候，不是说我们不可以责备，我们可以责备。但我们责备的时候，我们不是站在一个道德的制高点，好像我们是义人一样。
It's not to say we cannot rebuke, but when we do, we are not to stand on a vantage point as though we are not wrong at all.
我们知道我们是罪人。
We know that we're sinners.
我们和我们所要责备的弟兄姐妹，我们一样犯有同样的罪。
We have the same sin as those brothers and sisters whom we rebuke.
正因为我们知道我们是罪人，所以我们才可以去责备别人。
And because we know that we're sinners, that's why we can rebuke.
如果你不知道你是罪人，如果你不承认你和他犯有一样的罪，你不要去责备他。
If you don't acknowledge that you have the same sin as him or her, don't rebuke that person.
好，我们再继续看往下看。
Let's carry on.
我看第九节，他说：“你用你向上的一条金链，你的眼神夺了我的心。”
Verse 9 it says, "You have captivated my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace."
那个金链的话，那个金链不是这个佳偶本身有的，是那个良人给他的。
This jewel of necklace is not what the bride has, but is given to him the her by the bridegroom.
所以这个金链可能是代表基督的义。
And so this bridegroom perhaps represents the righteousness of Christ.
也可能是代表圣灵在我们里面所结的果子。
Or maybe the fruit of the Spirit within us.
然后再看第十节，他说：“你膏油的香气胜过一切的香品，你衣服的香气如同黎巴嫩的香气。”
Verse 10 it says, "How much better is the love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice."
我们说这个香气是什么
？And what is this fragrance that is talking?
这个香气是我们生命改变所发出来的香气。
This is the fragrance of a new life that has been transformed in us.
是我们的好行为。
It's our good deeds.
所以在哥林多后书的二章，保罗在这里说：“感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，借着我们在各处显扬那因认识耶稣基督而有的香气。”
And in 2 Corinthians it says, "We give thanks to God for all that He has given, for the victory that has wrought in us because of all the fragrance that we have through our life."
所以我们每个基督徒都是有从基督而来的香气的。
So all of us Christians, we have this fragrance from Christ.
这个香气是什么？
What is this fragrance?
这香气是使人与神和好的香气。
This fragrance is a fragrance of reconciliation for men.
在哥林多后书的第五章，保罗在这里说，他说是基督使我们与他和好，又将这劝人与神和好的福分赐给我们，职分赐给我们。
And in 2 Corinthians, Paul says that it's Christ reconciled us to God and given us this ministry of reconciliation.
所以我们作为基督的使者，我们劝你们与神和好。
So as ambassadors of Christ, we encourage that or admonish you to be reconciled to God.
所以这和好的香气，首先是让我们与基督和好。
This reconciliation allows us to reconcile with God.
所以我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们又都有这个义务，我们去传福音，我们让人与神和好。
So we have this this duty to preach the gospel.
所以这就是大使命里面说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵灵的名给他们施洗。
And this is the great commission. You are to go and to make disciples of all nations, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们现在看到我们的 fellowship， 我们的查经小组，我们人数在减少。
And we see that as we look at our prayer meeting and our fellowship groups, the numbers are declining.
我们发现我们的当中，我们小组当中已经没有新人，没有慕道友。
We realize that in our groups there is no longer newcomers among us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要来到神的面前祷告，求神来带领我们。
And so, brothers and sisters, we have to come before the Lord and to pray for Him to lead us.
我们要把我们周围的同事，要把我们周围的朋友，我们要带到神的面前，劝他们与神和好。
We are to bring our friends and our co-workers to preach this gospel of reconciliation to them.
首先是与基督和好，其次是与人与人和好。
First of all, to be reconciled to Christ, then to reconcile to one another.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此的和好。
So we are to be reconciled to one another.
我们再看十三、十四、十五。
And in verse 13, 14, 15.
然后在园内有各种各样的果子，有石榴，有佳美的果子，也有各种各样的香料。
All kinds of fruits in the garden is orchard, pomegranates and all kinds of spices.
我们知道这个园子来是就比作是家哦。
And we know that this garden is like this bride.
那这里就是说那个我们各种各样的香料是我们基督我们的信徒我们的生命所发出的那个清香。
And this all kinds of spices is the fragrances of our Christian life.
各种各样的果子是圣灵所结的果子。
All kinds of fruits are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以在然后十五节其实上是那个加偶说的啊，十五十六节是加偶说的。
And in verse 15-16 is actually spoken by the bride.
那加偶对良人说：“你是园中的泉泉，是活水的井，是从篱笆内流下来的溪水。”
15 it says, "A garden fountain, a well of living water, and flowing streams from Lebanon."
基督说：“我是活水的泉源，你们到我这里来的必不再渴。”
Because Jesus says, "I'm the living water, and all who comes to me will not thirst again."
所以有基督这活水的泉源来浇灌这个园子，所以园子都当。就结出各样的果子，也结出各样的香料。
And so, because of this well of living water and all these flowing streams, there is fruits and spices in this garden.
北风啊，兴起；南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园子里面，使其中的香气发出来。
Awake, O north wind, and come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, let its spices flow.
风在圣经里面是经常是用来比作圣灵的。
And wind in the Bible normally describes the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵吹在我们的身上，当圣灵做工在我们的身上的时候，就把那个香气能够发出来。
And when the Holy Spirit works among us, He is to bring out the fragrance in us.
所以这是指我们信徒的生命所结的果子。
This is the fruits of our Christian living.
生命的馨香。
The fragrance of our life.
所以圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Then the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以我们是所以在这里我们看到就是说我们基督徒生命我们的丰盛的生命我们所结出的果子我们首先是在言语上面的结出的果子在言语上的成圣
And so over here so this fruit that we bear at first is the fruit of our speech the sanctification of our speech
要使人与神和好使人与人和好
They are to reconcile people to God and reconcile one to another
那正是以为信徒的这个忠诚正是以为信徒所多结果子，所以在良人的眼中是极其美丽的。
And because these Christians bear fruit, it is extremely beautiful in the eyes of the bridegroom.
我们看第一节那个良人在里说：“我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。”一连说了两句，是什么意思
？Verse one it says, "Behold, you are beautiful, my love. Behold, you are beautiful." It says twice. What does it mean?
那是因为言语没法表达，所以才说两遍来强调，对不对
？It's because he couldn't describe it anymore. He repeated himself.
为什么你甚美丽呢？因为你的眼睛像鸽子眼，你的头发好像是山羊群卧着激烈山坡。
Why are you beautiful? Because your eyes are like doves and your hair is like a flock of goats.
为什么你美丽呢？因为你对因为我们对良人的那个忠诚，对良人完全的相信，对良人完全的依靠，对在良人面前完全的柔顺，完全的降服。
Why are we beautiful? Because we are totally submitted to our Lord. We are totally dependent on Him.
然后在第三节说，你的嘴唇好像一条朱红线，你的嘴也非常秀美。
Verse 3, your lips are like scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely.
所以我们为什么在我们的嘴为什么秀美呢
？And why is our lips and mouth beautiful?
我们为什么在良人的眼中很美丽呢
？And why are we so beautiful in the eyes of this bridegroom?
因为我们嘴唇成圣所结的果子
，because of the fruits that are bear from the sanctification.
我们的言语是用盐调和的
，our speech is seasoned salt.
建造人的
，is to edify one another.
所以在神的眼中，在我们的主的眼中是非常美的。
So in the eyes of our Lord is very beautiful.
然后在第四节里面说：“我的妹子，我的心腹啊，你的爱情何其美！你的爱情比酒更美，你膏油的香气胜过一切香品。”
Verse 10 says, "How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride! How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your oils than any spice."
我们为什么在我们的主的眼中那么美丽呢
？Why are we so beautiful in the eyes of our Lord?
因为我们生命的那个清香
，because of the fragrance of our lives.
因为我们生命改变所结出的果子
，because of the fruits that have been born in our transformed life。
因为这些，所以我们在良人的眼中极其美丽。
And because of this, we are beautiful in the eyes of our bridegroom。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们最后我们来总结我们今天的讲章。
And finally, let us conclude today's sermon。
所以我们的信徒，我们在神的眼中极其的美丽。
We as believers are beautiful in the eyes of our Lord.
是由我们对神的忠诚，是由我们对神完全的相信和依靠。
Because of our total dependence and trust in Him.
是由我们在神面前完全的柔顺，完全的降服。
Because of our total submission and gentleness before Him.
我们在神的眼中极其的美丽，也是因为我们是在他的，我们是多结果子的。
We are beautiful in the eyes of our Lord because we bear fruit.
我们的嘴巴结出成圣的果子。
Our lips bear the fruit of speech.
我们是关锁的园，我们结出各种各样的果子，结出各种各样的香料。
We are garden locked and we have all kinds of fruits and spices.
我们使人与神和好，使人与人和好。
We reconcile one another to God.
所以这是在神眼中我们信徒的美丽，信徒的样子。
This is the beauty in the eyes of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们在很多方面有很多的亏欠。
Our brothers and sisters, we know that we are imperfect in many areas.
我自己也很亏欠。
Myself included.
但我们在神面前，我们一起祈求神来帮助我们，让我们在他的，让我们能够靠着神的帮助，让我们能够在他的眼中能够成为这样美丽的一个形象。
But before the Lord, let us plead and let us pray that we can be beautiful in His eyes.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你真的是拣选我们，我们感谢你拯救我们。
We give thanks to you that you have elected us and saved us.
主啊，求你帮助我们对你忠诚。
Oh Lord, may you help us to be loyal to you.
求你帮助我们对你真的是完全的依靠，完全的相信。
May you help us to have total dependence and trust in you.
求你帮助我们完全的降服在你的面前。
May you help us to totally submit to you.
主啊，你也知道我们的嘴巴，我们时常管不住我们的嘴巴。
Oh Lord, you know that it's hard for us to control our mouth.
我们时常在背后说我们弟兄姐妹的坏话。
We have always gossip behind the backs of our brothers and sisters.
我们也时常抱怨。
And we have often grumbled.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。主啊，有耶稣基督为我们而死。
Oh Lord, may you help us. There's Jesus Christ who has died for us.
帮助我们能够管住我们的嘴巴，愿你圣灵来帮助我们。
Help us to bridle our tongue with the power of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，愿我们的言语能够像金苹果落在银网子里面。
May our speech like this golden apple in the netting of a silver.
愿我们的言语能够是用盐调和的。
And that our speech may be seasoned with salt.
主啊，我们誓愿在你面前做一个关锁的园子。
Oh Lord, let us be this garden and this spring locked before you.
主啊，让你活水的泉源来浇灌这园子。
That your living water will flow out into this garden.
主啊，让你的圣灵来吹在这园子里面。
And may your Holy Spirit blow upon this garden.
主啊，就让我们结出各种各样的果子和各种各样的香料。
So that we can bear all kinds of fruits and spices.
主啊，使人与你和好。
Oh Lord, that many will be reconciled to you.
也使我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此和好。
And that we can be reconciled to one another.
主啊，愿你与我们同在。
Oh Lord, may you be with us.
愿你在基督里面接纳我们。
And receive us in Christ.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.